Hey everybody, welcome back to the Xbox Insider Podcast. We are here again to update you guys on what's been going on in the world of Xbox 360. And we also have some news, site news for you guys with announcing the winners of the recent competition. I am here joined with Aaron, Gamertag. Well, you've changed yours, I forgot. It's XI Blocky.
Yeah, XI Blocky. I actually changed it twice. I started off by, it was a blocky, but the L was a capital I. But then there were certain games when it was coming up, and it just, you could tell it was a capital I, and I couldn't put up with that. So I added the old Xbox inside of it on the front, like Fuller and Dom. So, yeah.
All the cool kids are doing.
XR blocky.
Oh, man. So it charged you 800 points each time you changed it?
Yep, because I'm that sad. I paid 1,600 points to change my name.
That's like 20. That's like almost $30 in Australia.
Yeah, it's like.
Oh man,
it's quite a bit here as well. It's like 15 quid, I think.
Huh. So we also have here Jason, Gamertag Pesmer.
Yo yo.
And I am Edward, Gamertag Tamazander. So, hope you guys are doing well. Thanks for joining us again. We're just going to jump in into the biggest part of news we have for you guys, and that's going to be announcing the winner of the Alien Breed competition. And I hope you like these limericks, Pez.
Do we want to do this now, or do we want to do it at the end?
Do it at the end. Let's
do it at the end.
Yeah. All right.
You won't know where at the end, so you'll have to listen so that you can find out.
Yeah, we do that because we're bitches, and we make you listen to all our ramblings. So if you want to win free stuff, suffer in your jocks. Just saying. Do you want to do the news, or what are we playing?
Well, hit it with the news.
You with the news, Pez.
Hit it.
Ooh, what was that sound? Weird.
Oh, those strange sounds.
Okay. I'll do the news. Shut up. Okay, NinjaBee have announced, firstly, that they are releasing a sequel to Kingdom of Keflings. Now, if you didn't play the first one, please do, because we love NinjaBee, and they love us. So, we have a mutual relationship with them. Their new title is called A World of Keflings. And there's no date announced for it yet, but it should be all exciting and all fun. The Codemasters title Heist has been cancelled. I didn't hear this much about this game, so I'm not terribly broken up about it. Did anyone hear anything more about this? Anyone?
You're supposed to be like a thief?
Yeah, I don't know. You're stealing stuff.
No, never, didn't even hear about it.
Yeah, so whatever. There's a one blip less on our radar. Okay, the Battlefield Bad Company demo, Battlefield Bad Company 2 demo is available on Xbox Live Marketplace. Actually, Aaron, you've played a little bit on this. How'd you feel about it?
The first game, Battlefield Bad Company, I absolutely loved. I love the storyline, I love the characters, and I love the online as well. But at this point, I had only just come from Halo. I'd never played a Call of Duty online before, so it was a really good game to me. But now, after going back and playing COD 4, playing World at War, and now Modern Warfare 2, I think that EA really, they're not hitting the target with Battlefield Bad Company 2. The online does, it feels slow, it feels heavy, it feels inaccurate, like it doesn't really take any skill to play the game, which some people might like. Some people might like just the random rush of going in there and getting what you get, but someone who plays Call of Duty as much as I do, it's more about the skill for me, so it really doesn't feel right. And it's all busy, it's very busy, there's loads of noises continuously, it's really visually busy, like there's stuff completely everywhere, like unrequired, like just everywhere scrambled. But some people might like that type of gameplay, I don't. Also, I personally don't like the vehicle aspect of Battlefield, and they've just increased it because there's still the tanks and then there's helicopters and all your stuff like that, so.
Yeah, but the vehicle aspect of Battlefield has always been there. Like, it's just, it's sort of synonymous with the Battlefield games.
I suppose it's one of the reasons I didn't like the demo, because I don't like people. It's like campers on COD.
Yeah.
I don't like campers on COD. I don't like people who sit in a tank and just continuously kill on Battlefield Bad Company. But then again, that was only the demo. You couldn't unlock mines. All you had was C4 and rocket launchers. So when the actual full game comes out, it might be a lot better, because it might turn out like Bad Company, where only a few people took to tanks and helicopters because they got took out so easily.
Mm. Yeah. See, I'm in the same boat as you. I really, really liked the original Bad Company. I played all of the Battlefield games, and I played the hell out of all of them. I'm one of those noobs where my favorite one is Battlefield 2142. Not many people are in that boat, trust me.
I played 1943 on PC, and I've had a little go on 2142, but I didn't really like
1942
it.
1942
on PC. 1942 on PC, and 1943 on Xbox Live.
Did you play 1943 Desert Combat, though? Because that was something really special.
No, I didn't. I wasn't really into PC gaming that much.
Ah, fair enough. Yeah, we used to be... I was part of a semi-pro clan for most of them. Battlefield 1942... Battlefield 2 with expansions, Battlefield 2142 especially, Desert Combat as well, and we were semi-pro at all of them, so I played the hell out of all of them. What about you, Ed? Did you play any of the Battlefield games, much of them?
Not really a lot. Like, what I was is I was actually more of like a Tribes player.
Ah, yeah.
I mean, yeah, With like multiplayer first person shooters, I usually stay back in an engineering, you know, type of defender role anyway. I'm no good at the whole, you know, that shooting up thing. So Tribes actually was better. I mean, if I do play, like, I mean, I played Bad Company, but I didn't play like the Battlefields before it. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I stay back usually in the back defending or. Just a support role. I'm really good at support, so.
Did I read correctly that this game is coming to PC as well? Or is that a...
What, Bad Company 2?
Bad Company 2.
Yeah.
I don't think Bad Company 1 has come to PC, has it?
No, it hasn't. That's why I thought it was strange that Bad Company 2 was. Anyway, that's fine. Enough about Bad Company. That's not why we're here. Finally, the game...
It is coming to PC, though.
See? There you go. I was right. How about that? How do I feel about that? I'm good. Finally, Metro 2033, which is based on a novel by some Russian dude, is dated for the 16th of March. I have played it. Not all the way through. I've played about an hour of it, and I can't talk about it. So I've played an hour of it, and that's all you need to know.
Well, I'm glad it's coming out, because pretty soon, you know, it's going to be 2033, and if they didn't get on the bandwagon there...
Oh, you can at least say whether you thought it was good or bad, because you're not fucking diverging awesome. Any information.
It's awesome, and it's scary.
Cool.
Oh.
Like this one bit? I can talk about this slightly, sorry. There'll be a preview up in a couple of days. There's this one bit where you're going through these tunnels, and there's a bunch of people that have been killed by a nuke. And their shadows are still there, much like we've seen in Hiroshima or Nagasaki. And the ghosts of the people are trapped there, reliving their own deaths, just in a loop. And if you walk too close to them, they'll attack you. And you see, like, little girls and stuff like that. And you've really... All you've got is, like, a little bit of light. And you've got to try and avoid them as much as you can. Because if you get too close, they'll attack you. Very, very freaky.
Cool.
Very freaky.
So perhaps a horror game that will actually be scary.
Yes, but it's not based as a horror game. I know none of you are PC gamers. Neither am I much anymore. But if you played Stalker, it's similar to that, but more scary. So yeah, honestly, buy it because it should be on your radar.
Awesome.
All right, what's happening in the world of releases?
Okay. It's a small list again this week. In the UK, we'll be getting Dante's Inferno, as well as the Special Edition, and MX vs. ATV Reflex, which I believe came out last year in December, both Australia and America, so we're getting that
That's right.
A little bit late. In the US, you have nothing. Zip. You are getting absolutely
what?
Nothing. Nothing until the 9th of February, where you'll be getting Bioshock 2, obviously, which is the...
There's a reason for this, though, because if you remember our conversation in the last year's podcast, one of the last year's podcast, America don't wait for anything, so they've actually got all the stuff that's already coming out this year.
Mm-hmm.
So Ed's just going to work out how he wants to play it.
It's in secret.
I don't know, the secret handshake or what goes in a Big Mac, if I remember rightly.
That's right.
Okay, you gotta know what's in a Big Mac.
In Australia, you're getting just the one title, which will be Dante's Inferno, and I presume you'll also be getting the special edition of that.
But AKA God of War. Oops. No, I made that comparison.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh. Actually, interesting I bring that up, because... my friend was doing an interview with some of the people from, I don't know, I can't remember what company makes Dante's Inferno, but he was doing an interview with them and they were all fantastic. Interview went about 10 minutes through and they were being really awesome guys. He mentioned God of War. They shut right up and they shut him right down.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Yeah, you don't go around saying, like, I don't know, to Saints, who makes Saints Row?
Volition.
So you don't go to Volition, you don't go to them, you go, oh, so you just got a GTA clone, have you?
Yeah, but the thing is that Saints Row 2 is better than GTA.
Yeah, I know. And so that would be an offence to them. And obviously, whoever make Dante's Inferno believes it to be better than, well, anything, because they've made it. Everyone's child is their own, and everyone loves their own child.
That's so true. And just like everyone loves their own brew when you do a fart.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Just saying.
Nice. We're talking about love child and you're talking about silence, but yeah, so saying anything, any comparison to a game similar and even hinting at it being better, equal or even close to is going to offend. So you really should, when you're talking to a developer like that, you should concentrate on their game.
Yeah. Well, actually I did that with, when I was talking to, Hayden Dalton from, crap, names of companies just aren't coming to me today. Company that makes Darksiders. Vigil Software. Vigil Software. Who are the actual makers. THQ are the distributors.
Okay.
Publisher, sorry. I mentioned it was... If he thought it was similar to God of War or Legend of Zelda or even Legacy of Kain or many of the other games it's been likened to.
Mm-hmm.
And they said... yeah, it is like them.
Well,
people take it on the chin.
Yeah. Well, it's like when I was talking to Twisted Pixel about Explosion Man, they agreed that it had a very Sonic feel to it, and that was what they were aiming for. So
exactly. Some people like to take that and run with
people,
it.
People, the second you mention it, will curl up in a corner and cry.
Yeah. Oh, actually, hold on. Just one bit of news I forgot. This only just came back to me. Gearbox Software have just announced the new DLC coming for General Knox. There is no announcement as towards the date yet. I am pushing that up, and I will give you information as soon as I have it. But it is raising the level cap. Again, no information on how much. And if you look at the pictures of it, it looks like there's some mech action, but it looks like it's versus mech, not in a mech. So, who knows?
Okay, is that it? Then. I think we're on to what we've been playing now.
Ed, you first, buddy. I like hearing from you first.
I will knock this out. And one of the things is the two games that I've played since last podcast have both been... They've had problems. I'm just going to say they've had problems. I don't know if I was starting... Spider-Man Web of Shadows last time we were playing.
No, you're already playing it. You're a bunch through it, actually. I think you'd gotten 90% of the collectibles.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Horrible third act. It's just kind of like, what? In fact, the whole thing, I'm really kind of wondering if... They could have done a really good Spider-Man game, and I mean, it had good mechanics, good fighting mechanics, but to be quite honest, it's kind of like, why, you know? Why Spider-Man? Why? Why did you pick Spider-Man? Because this was... not that good of a game, story-wise.
Mm.
That's okay. So, as we know, Mass Effect 2 came out, and I am playing Mass Effect 2. And don't in any way think that I do not like this game.
I heard it here first. He doesn't like it.
Because it is awesome. And the prologue, I will tell you, you will be blown away in the first 5 minutes at the prologue. The prologue, the first 5 minutes of the game will blow you away. It is absolutely amazing. I know I've spoken with some people that said they would rather that have been the ending of the first game because, you know, whatever. No. It needed to be there where it is because it got me 100% amped up for the game. It was amazing. Absolutely amazing. One of the things I don't like nowadays is when you have mechanics in games that probably shouldn't be there and that seem mature and seem kind of annoying. This won't ruin anything for you, but I mean there's some, you know, finding resources and how the travel has, you know, fuel, things like that. Not really feeling it, but the game itself, really good, really enjoying it. So I've been playing Mass Effect 2. I didn't know how to end that.
Awesome. That was a very long way to get to that.
And I played the Battlefield demo.
Oh, you did play it?
A little bit. A small bit, because I was on a horrible team, and I just said, screw it, I'll wait till I'm playing with friends or something.
Does it have a single-player component?
No, the demo is purely online. Just like the demo to the first one.
No, hold on. The demo to the first one had a single-player component. It was the first half of the first level.
You're right.
Oh,
I remember that.
It did. Oh, no, this doesn't. No. Nothing.
Okay, is there unlockable weapons in the game for getting rank up?
Well, I don't know about that. I know you can rank up during the demo, but I don't know if because I know in the first game, if you got to level 5 during the demo, then it unlocks a weapon early for the main game, but I'm not quite sure about this one.
Okay. It shows experience towards an unlockable weapon. I like 5 of them, but I mean, I don't know if it actually does it.
Mm. Fair enough. Aaron.
So,
what you been playing?
Yeah, Aaron.
Well, just as I mentioned before, the Battlefield Bad Company 2 demo and Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Oh, actually, I have this week. I've been going back and playing Call of Duty 4. And I go back and compare Call of Duty 4 to Modern Warfare 2, and Call of Duty 4 is like an amazing wine, whereas Modern Warfare 2 is like a bottle of Lambrini being drunk by a cheap hooker, because it just it feels. Not that I hate Modern Warfare 2, because I love Modern Warfare 2. I'm having a lot of fun with it. I'm having fun with it with my friends and everything like that. But it feels too accessible, as why I said, a cheap hooker. Because anyone can just pick up an assault rifle and be really good at Modern Warfare 2. Whereas Call of Duty 4, it was faster. And going back, you can see how much, like, in COD 4, if you got hit with, like, 1-2 bullets, you were dead. That was it. You're gone. In Modern Warfare 2, you can take a lot more and still survive.
Yeah, Modern Warfare 2 went for a more noob-friendly approach, I think.
Yeah, so it's got that aspect to it, which does make it more accessible to people. More people will then enjoy it, which then technically makes it a better game for those people. But for people like me who spend hours on end mastering using the M40A3 sniper rifle, which was amazing to go back and use, it really does feel like a cheap haul. But that's it. That's what I've been playing. How about you, Pez?
Me personally, I was amped up for Modern Warfare. Almost said Most Wanted then as well. What the hell's going wrong with me? For Mass Effect 2. So I hadn't played Mass Effect 1, as you know, if you've read my Sins Against Gaming. So I played through Modern. What the hell is going on? Through Mass Effect 1. It's mostly just research, so I could play Mass Effect 2 and know what the hell's going on. And also, I do it for the community, because I wanted to give you guys a proper review rather than just some half-assed review. I've been playing that. I've played Mass Effect 1 through now twice. I'm on my third run through at the moment, and I'll jump into Mass Effect 2 this afternoon at some stage, depending on the amount of time I've got. I also played some DJ Hero, which is good, and yeah, I've got to do a review of that as well, so expect some more reviews coming. Yeah, honestly, that's about it. Oh, I've also played the new Street Fighter game, and I've also played Lost Planet 2. Oh, and I've also played Red Dead Redemption in the last week. But they're all previews, so check them out. Please. Please.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's slightly awkward. We hate the fact that you get to play all these games that aren't even out yet, and we've not even seen them.
Yeah, I work hard, I play hard. I work hard, I play hard.
But talking about what you get to see and what we haven't, it's what we're looking forward to, because you've already played it. So it's obviously not what you're looking forward to, it's what you've already done.
But hey, yeah, I can look forward to games if I've only played a little bit of them.
I suppose, but it's still not fair.
I know.
So that's what we're going to be talking about this week, Ed?
Yes. What we're going to talk about this week is... I should have taken that one, right? Was that me?
Yeah, that was you, buddy.
It's great. So I know last week, if you guys joined us on the podcast, which you should have, and I'm sure you did because you're back here again. You always come back. Is we went over basically 2009 in a nutshell, what we liked, what we thought was absolutely amazing, and our best things about Xbox 360 that happened in 2009. So as you guys know, it's a new year. And while we've already had, it is.
Fancy.
You lose track of those things if you're a vampire like Pez, I guess.
Yeah. I'm not like a vampire. Is this because you sent a picture of me and I was sparkly?
What the hell is that, mate? You were sparkly.
Twilight reference? No, nothing.
Oh no, I don't watch that stuff.
Neither do I.
I don't.
Wow.
Ed does. Ed loves it. I've never seen Bella. He's on Team Jacob.
Well, I have to be on Team Edward, don't I?
Not true. I just didn't want. I didn't want to pick the favoritism. That's all.
Oh, yeah, I have to be on Team Edward. Sorry.
Sorry. I'm on Team Belmont or Blade. Team Blade. He'll wipe them both out.
We can do that.
Blade's a killer, man. You seen him? Have you seen Blade Trinity? Cool.
That's actually not my favorite, my most favorite of the movies.
Blade 2 is very good.
I'm actually watching Blade 2 tonight once we finish this podcast.
Oh, man.
I watched
Blade.
I watched Blade 1 the other night, but I'll end it there.
I think Blade 2 was actually the best of the ones, even though Robert Rodriguez like slammed it in the press afterwards. Jerk.
Yeah, what's up with that?
We're kind of moving off the point here. What we're looking forward to in 2010, I believe.
That is right. So, other than Blade, another Blade movie. Hopefully, cross your fingers.
You do know Wesley Snipes is like running from the American government from tax fraud, don't you?
What
he is? And listen.
He is
not. Yeah. Well, yeah.
How is that going to be another Blade movie?
He got to go to film a movie, but I mean, I think he needs to come back and go to prison or something, right? But the thing is, how can you not pay your taxes if you have all that money? And on another subject, if you're Nicolas Cage, how can you be broke? How many movies has he done? Loads.
Nicolas Cage. Yeah, but how many were good?
Oh,
think of Ghost Rider.
I do. Trust me.
Face Off was good.
Face Off was good, but that was also like 5 billion years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Turned into a dinosaur.
National Treasure, Part 1 and 2, both grossed.
National Treasure, I do like them. They're good movies. Okay, we're talking about movies again. What we're looking forward to in the video gaming world.
In the video world?
No, video gaming.
I'm hoping Jason Statham releases more movies this year, because he's a very good actor.
Damn you. They don't release movies on video anymore. It's DVD.
And I talk like this. I'm Jason Statham.
That's actually fairly accurate.
Wow, I'm so sorry. So sorry, guys.
Did you know that Jason Statham? Yeah. You're talking Transporter, aren't you?
Yeah. Which is a fantastic movie.
He actually voiced one of the captains in Call of Duty 1. He did voice acting in Call of Duty 1.
Really?
He did.
Actually, can I just say something in regard to video game acting? I had a look the other day on the Wikipedia article for Nolan North. That guy needs to stop doing video game acting. Just for a while. He has been, if you all go to the Wikipedia page for Nolan North, who is Drake from Uncharted, and a million other guys, have a look at how much he's done in the last year. Tell me how many of those are actually different, and convince me somehow that he doesn't need to stop doing them. Because all of his characters are pretty much exactly the same. Like Drake, Drake in Uncharted, what's that guy's name? Jason Bradshaw or something in name of the game. It was in Summer of Arcade and it was really awesome. Shadow Complex. Yeah, I beat you, sucker.
Damn you.
and a bunch of other games, you just go, what the hell? They're all the same.
Yeah, well, you gotta be.
I mean, don't get me wrong. He is fantastic. He's ridiculously good at that style. But that style is getting done to death, and he needs to change his style because he is a really.
Did the voice of Alan Wake?
Yes.
Seriously, yes. Is he?
Yes, I know. I think so. Let's have a look.
Because if he is, that's ridiculous. Because they even look the same.
Yeah. No.
It's just like the generic haircut, the generic stubble beard, and
Yeah.
Yeah, whilst you're looking for that, I'll ask Ed a question. That will just lead us on to this sort of subject. Ed, what is your favourite famous person outside of the video gaming world that you've heard in a video game? So, say, like, Jason Statham in Call of Duty 1.
Oh, man.
Tough choice.
That I've heard in a video game.
So,
that
a voice actor.
Crap. I honestly can't give you one. I don't think. Actually, I've seen a lot of movies with the guy that does the voice acting for Ellis in Left 4 Dead. I finally looked up the voice actor for Ellis, and I realized, hey, it's that guy who's in those movies I like. He's like one of those like guys that's really like kind of in the background, you know. You never really know his name, but he's in like a bunch of movies, you know. Crap, trying to think of his name right now, but he is Hugh Dillon. No, not Hugh Dillon. Eric Lauden, apparently.
No,
Laden. He's been in a lot of movies I've liked, and I've liked him in a lot of movies that I've seen recently. But rather, it looks like it's mostly TV, but who cares? But yeah, it's just like, hey, he's Ellis. It just kind of popped in my head. I was like, that's Ellis. Neat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember what Pez was looking for.
It's not here. It doesn't say whether he's in it or not.
Oh, okay.
He's in Justice League, but yeah, as the Green Lantern and Power Ring, who sounds really
disturbing.
It sounds like an adult film actor.
Okay. I'll start it off then. What we're looking forward to.
Please do.
And it's simple. It's, I don't know.
Call of Duty 17.
No. Oh no. I know. There's even how much I love Call of Duty. There's one game that I love more than Call of Duty a million times, and it's the game that I've played 5 times from start to finish. Rabbids. Even though I finished.
Go home.
I finished all the achievements on the second playthrough.
Hold on. We can guess this. Barbie's Winter Sports.
No, close. BioShock 2.
Oh, God, I love that. You know, I've played this game.
I know, that's why I said it's nothing to do with what you're looking for.
Oh, hold on.
To.
How many times have I played it? This is let me just count. 1, 2, 3 times. 3 times I've played it now.
Damn you! I've not even held a controller on the same Xbox. But yeah, BioShock 2 is something I'm definitely looking forward to. And as most people know, well, if you listen to the podcast, I'm a bit of, not an achievement whore, but a perfectionist, so I won't play a game unless I know I can get the full 1,000 on it, or at least close to the full 1,000.
Didn't you play Bioshock Crackdown? Not Crackdown. Scary game. Starts with a...
Dead Space?
It's on my shelf. It's on my shelf. Ed, you played it recently, and you had to...
Silent Hill Homecoming?
No.
Oh, Silent Hill Homecoming.
No. Scary game. Well, yeah, scary game. Silent Hill Homecoming doesn't come under that category. Let's have a look. I'm looking at my shelf. Man, this is hard. I got too many games.
Scary.
Drugs, clowns.
Oh, Condemned 2, Bloodshot.
Condemned. Thank you.
I never played the... Actually, I was going to play them. This just proves my point. I was going to play the Condemned games until I found out that one of them doesn't even have a full 1,000G on it.
So
I
just said, the original, yeah.
I just said no. So, yeah, but with Bioshock 2, I don't care. I'm going to play this game... like I said, I played the first one 5 times just because I love the atmosphere of the game. It takes me to a place.
I beat you, by the way.
Place I like to be.
I played the first game 7 times.
Yeah, but I bet you played that on multiple platforms.
No, I only played it on one platform, PC.
Oh, okay. What, so you've never played it on Xbox?
I have not.
Weird.
Am I missing anything?
But yeah. Did the DLC come out for PC?
No.
So yeah, you are missing something. No. You've never completed the game without Vita Chambers and on hard.
I could have.
You could have, but you haven't. I bet you haven't, because no one would put yourself through that kind of cruelty for no reason.
You'll be surprised. My friend finished Ocarina of Time without using a shield for no reason.
That's strange. Mm. Why did he just never get one?
No, he picked one up for like the places it's needed, for a boss battle where you've got to use the shield, and for the place where you've got to use a shield for the mirror puzzle, but everywhere else, never used it. Just as a bit of a challenge.
Weird.
People do that before achievements came out.
That is strange.
Saying. Anyway.
But, yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to in 2010.
What, just Bioshock 2?
Yeah, I don't look too far into the future because things that you look forward to, say... I know Bioshock 2 is coming out February 9th.
Yep.
But, you know, things like Project Natal coming out Christmas 2010. They say that now, and then when it comes to Christmas 2010, they'll be like, no, it's Spring 2011. And then Spring 2011. Oh, it's Summer 2020.
I doubt it, because they've set themselves a pretty big time frame. And it was already...
Yeah, but
I know a couple of people that have played with it. They said it was pretty good already, so... Yeah, but it's just...
Well, they said Bioshock 2 was coming out in 2009.
Yeah, but they pushed it back because other games were scary.
Yeah. Specifically Modern Warfare 2.
No, honestly, when I spoke to Kent Hudson about it, he said they're so glad that they did get that extra time because they really put a... Like, they said it was already finished and everything, but they really had some extra time to polish it, and it really shows. Just saying.
Yeah. Polishing makes the difference between a good game and a bad game.
It does. Well, it just makes the difference between a good game and a great game as well.
Yeah. So it's definitely worth putting the extra time in there.
You reckon
so.
You're going to play the multiplayer at all?
Yeah, because it's achievements.
Does it?
Yeah, you have to get to level 40 on achievements and then some random ones as well, like play your first match, win your first match, be the big daddy for the first time, kill the big daddy for the first time, and then there's like one for level 5, 10, 20, 30, and 40.
That's a bit evil.
So yeah, there's actually online achievements for it.
It's a bit evil. I hate multiplayer achievements. I don't think games should ever do that because, unless it's like bad company, I can understand, but it's still a pain in the ass because I just don't have the time to put in and get all these multiplayer achievements. Like, I really liked Red Faction Guerrilla, and I really, really liked the multiplayer for that. I think it's almost the best on the 360. But I just don't have the time to do it.
Yeah, I think they should take them out completely. And the fact is that putting achievements on multiplayer games like this, that people specifically are then just going for the achievements. It ruins the online play.
Yep.
I know that in Battlefield Bad Company... the people would just sit into a room, get a friend like on the enemy team, and then just continuously... Well, it's like on Modern Warfare 2 now. It's not specifically an achievement, but you've got people boosting to get nukes on free-for-all, where they just go into free-for-all games and they're boosting to get the nukes with their friends. And that's just so that they can get titles and accolades, which is basically like getting achievements.
Yeah.
So you take those things out and people just play for the sake of playing. They don't play to sit there with their mates and basically cheat.
Yeah, but a lot of people won't play if there's nothing to achieve. We're at a stage now where people look at a game and they really work out what that can be achieved in that game rather than, like I said previously, just setting achievements for achievements, like before even achievements were out. You set little things to do in the game. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're still off track. I can't believe you're only looking forward to one game, though. Like, and that game comes out in, like, 2 weeks. Well, not even 2 weeks. Yeah. It comes out next week. I know, because well, I should have it in my postbox like... on Monday. Oh no.
Shut up.
Oh, no, that's tomorrow. I should have it tomorrow. Oh, no, I'm so sorry. Tell you what.
That's not tomorrow for me. Tell you what.
I am such a good friend of you, Aaron. I will finish that game before it comes out, and I will tell you the ending, so you don't have to get it.
Oh, I'm not speaking to you until I get that game.
I'll send you an email. I'll send you many emails and Xbox Live messages.
I'm gonna figure out some way of getting temporary blindness. I want to become deaf, blind, and dumb until I get that game.
Actually, well, I just want to give a bit of a shout out here because I have BioShock 2 is pretty much my second favorite game ever, and I know someone that hasn't finished it. So I'm giving a shout out, Caliber 6. Pull your head out of your ass and go finish BioShock because the ending to that game is fucking amazing. Just saying. Am I wrong?
The ending?
Yes, to BioShock. It just blew my mind. Best ending to a game.
The good ending of BioShock 1, obviously.
I meant the plot climax, not this so much the ending, because the ending was a bit...
Oh, no, the good ending with him dying
old man. No spoiler.
That's the kind of like heartwarming sort of thing that is awesome about BioShock. Yeah,
but did you like the story climax where it's like, boom, and you're like, what? You know what I'm talking about?
That was the best part. That was bam. It did hit you pretty hard.
And if you've read if you listen to all the audiobooks, you understand the full context of that ending. So.
Yeah, which is that's one of the things you have to do in BioShock is get the audio diaries of what you have no idea what's going on.
Yep.
But,
Ed, what are you looking forward to, buddy?
I am looking forward to one of the main games that should be coming out that we've been waiting for a very long time, and I really hope it's good.
Bobby's Winter Sports?
Alan Wake.
I am also looking forward to Alan Wake.
If they can tell me that they can actually give me a very good psychological thriller, I would be so happy, and I will play the hell out of that game, because there are so little scary psychological thrillers, scary games on the 360 or even consoles nowadays. I was really upset when I heard that Hard Rain or whatever
Heavy
was
Rain.
Only going to be on PS3 or whatever.
Have you seen it, though? That game looks amazing.
You know what? And I'm upset about that because no one that I know was so awesome about Fahrenheit or Indigo Prophecy.
That's because they were bad, man.
Oh, I love that game.
Get halfway through and you just go, what the hell is this about? Okay. Seriously, okay. they took all of their writers in that game and they fired them halfway through. And then they had a 4-year-old write the rest.
Tell me. Well,
same
tell
happened
me
in Far that, Cry. Crysis.
Tell me that chapters 1, 2, and 3 of Fahrenheit was amazing.
Okay, no, fair enough. That was fantastic.
Like, when it got really, really crazy, I'm like, whoa, I'll finish this game, but I don't know what the heck is going on here. Yeah.
But I'm hoping the same doesn't happen, as I like to refer to it, because Indigo Prophecy was one of the first games that really wiped their ass on the writers. I'm hoping that Alan Wake doesn't suffer the same Indigo Prophecy syndrome. Or IPS.
Yeah, where something just crazy happens, and you're kind of like, well, you just don't make any sense here, but...
Yeah. It's like same happened in Condemned 1, Condemned 2. Like, the mix in between. All this scary stuff's going on in Condemned 1. You don't really know what the hell's going on. And in the first 10 minutes of Condemned 2, they explain it all completely.
Yeah.
So
I didn't know.
Yeah. Well...
But Alan Wake and Crackdown 2.
Yep.
I loved Crackdown 1. I love Crackdown 1 because it was... I mean, when I talk about Crackdown, I always tell people, the fun was just running around with one of your friends, having the most insane fun, laughing your asses off the whole time. because of the things you were doing.
Yeah, Crackdown 1 was fantastic.
That was. I mean, and you get like the little people that are like, "Well, oh, at least I paid $60 for a Halo 3 beta." You know, screw you guys.
That game was awesome without the Halo 3 beta, but it would have been nothing without the Halo 3 beta. If that game didn't have the Halo 3 beta, it probably wouldn't have sold at all, or much at all.
I don't think so. I mean, I think you're right. I mean, I don't think it would have sold that much, but. Because I mean, but I liked it from the demo. The demo was amazing. So, so those are the two that I'm amped up for myself.
I can't believe none of you are saying the same thing that I'm thinking. I'm excited for Red Dead Redemption, and
I've already told you I don't like cowboys.
Yeah, but it's not about cowboys. Well, it is.
You play a cowboy.
You don't. You play a you play a man on the wrong side of the law. Cowboys are like. The right side of the law, mostly, and they're gay.
Okay, you play a bandito, then.
That's right.
What happened to you guys in Cowboys? Was it something that happened as a child? Did a cowboy touch you guys?
I just find them, I just find them boring. You know when people say, what do you like? Do you like cowboys or like ninjas or pirates and stuff like that? I'm like, no, I don't like cowboys. They're boring.
Cowboys are like, they're alright. Ninjas are better. Ninjas are better than pirates, and pirates are better than knights, and knights are better than cowboys, but still.
But knight ninjas are greater than all.
Yeah, that's true.
All your bases are along
the ninja pirates. Huh? Huh?
Oh.
Nah. Ninja pirates.
Ooh.
Okay, we're going.
Okay. Red Dead Redemption, coming out in end of April, and I've played it 3 times now, little bits and pieces of it. And every
time, this is why it's not what you're looking forward to.
But it is. I am looking forward to it.
I know you're looking forward to it, but we mean looking forward to it as in we're looking forward to finding out, to having that first go.
Well, you should have been more specific.
You're just looking forward to finishing.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll be more specific. I'm looking forward to Metro 2033. I'm looking forward to Bioshock 2.
you might as well have already had the games.
Okay. In 100% seriousness, a game I haven't played. I'm looking forward to Crackdown 2. I'm looking forward to Alan Wake. And that's about it. I was looking forward to Battlefield Bad Company 2 before you guys just... Well, you ruined it for me. You just took my dreams and like a piece of glass, you just threw them against the ground and shattered them.
Well, the campaign
Shut up.
Good.
You've ruined it. Don't try and save
it. Does anyone have the achievements are out for it yet? Because if it's just got campaign achievements and no online achievements, I will play that game.
It will have online achievements. Battlefield.
I know, they always have to.
Let's have a look. I can't imagine they would be out.
No,
it's
I don't.
It's fairly early, so.
I looked on X360A. Shout out to X360A.
Yeah, but yeah, I X360A is fantastic.
Brilliant service that they're giving people for free.
Exactly.
Good site. Very good site.
Well, yeah. And the, big shout out to X360A because it is. Don't forget, if you need your achievements, go to www.xbox360achievements.org. Just saying. You know, Battlefield 2 Modern Combat, or whatever it was called, was awful.
Yeah,
was awful. It was really bad.
I never played it. I've seen the graphics on the back of the box art, which looked terrible, but that's it. That's what I've seen.
Yeah, that was really bad. Really bad, the entire thing.
Okay.
What the hell?
Well, if that's what we were looking forward to, Ed?
Sorry, one more thing. In regards to Nolan North, in regards to the same sort of character, he was also the prince in Prince of Persia, the new one.
Which, the cel-shaded one?
Yep.
Yeah, I like that game.
Yeah, I know, but the prince is exactly the same as Nathan Drake. Is he, you know, a sort of handsome-looking...
A cocky American.
Cocky... Well, yeah, American.
Sorry, Ed.
Well,
what?
Ed's a handsome-looking, cocky American.
We are so amazing.
Are you the voice of Nathan Drake?
Oh, and he's Desmond in Assassin's Creed 2. Same deal.
Oh my word, he is everyone, isn't he?
Seriously, have a look at the IMDb article for Nathan Drake. Oh, sorry, for, Nolan North. And you'll just go, what the hell? Anyway.
Well, he's obviously good. He does.
Yeah, he's fantastic, but... Ed?
Nolan North.
Yeah, Nolan North.
I'm gonna look him up.
Do it, please do. Okay. So, Ed, is there nothing else you're looking forward to? Time's up. We're announcing the contest winner.
Who's gonna do it? Is it gonna be Pez or is it gonna be Ed?
I've done the last three, and I'm not very good at it because I tend to go off topic. So I'll give Ed a whirl.
So,
we
would like to thank you guys for coming in, participating in the contest with your amazing.
Yes, limerick. That's why I didn't say anything.
Well, limerick. Didn't think they were very amazing.
I would have liked some more entries, but hey, if you guys entered, then, you know, you got a decent chance of one of you winning, because there was only about six entries.
That's true. I don't know what's up with that. It's like, did you guys go to write your limericks, and then you get off topic, and you're like, I think I'm going to go play Xbox instead, and then you come back.
I don't
want to
win free stuff.
I don't want to count a game syllables.
We don't have to count syllables for limericks. You don't, I mean, technically that does make a correct limerick, but you don't have to. Just as long as the first, second, and fifth lines rhyme and the third and fourth lines rhyme, everyone's happy.
Maybe you didn't know what a syllable was. Sorry. You should have entered anyway.
I did enter. I didn't win, though. Apparently some terms and conditions were against me.
But we do have a winner.
We do.
And you guys are going to be enjoying Alien Breed on your Xbox 360 entertainment system. And that winner is...
Drumroll.
Ill Rad. Is that how it is said?
Yeah.
I-L Rad.
Yeah, no, Ill it's Rad. Definitely what's lowercase. I'd go Ill Rad.
What's up, Ill Rad? How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, did you know you just won?
I'm so excited.
Oh, well. I hope you enjoy the game, Ilrad.
Thank you, Ed. I love you. And XboxInsider.net.
Oh, but me first, right?
Of course.
Thanks. So I guess that wraps it up, doesn't it?
I guess so.
Stop doing that voice. What would be amazing, though, is if he actually sounded like that.
If he did, we're going to get him on this podcast.
People thought we were just taking the piss still, and he's like, no, that's actually his voice.
That would be hilarious.
It would. Mama. It would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Huh?
I'm just saying that would be awesome.
It would.
Nothing about Lawson.
Oh. Oh, I thought that's what you said.
That's what I thought you said, too.
Sneaky.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Well, would love to. We'd like to thank you guys for joining us here. Again, we know you guys always come back, and we're always pleased that you do come back. So, last but not least, I've got to always. Crap, what the hell? What happened there?
I don't know. I was wondering where you were going with that.
I tried to lead it out, but you had it set up well wrong.
No, yeah, something shiny flew past or something, and I...
Ooh, a dollar coin! Oh, you don't have a dollar coin there. Oh, wait,
what
yeah,
it
you
was
do.
Like. I have a what?
They do. Yeah, only special occasions, though.
Yeah, like birthdays or Tooth Fairy.
Sure do.
No, I mean like Lincoln's anniversary and shit like that.
Oh, right, my bad.
They release it like as special occasions.
Oh, okay, not birthdays. The American currency does not make any sense, just saying. I've said it before and I'll say it again.
Okay, yours is purple and pink.
Yes, it's made for... Well, actually, it's not purple.
It's gay.
It's not purple.
Okay, it's pink.
Yeah, it's pink. Our $5 note is pink. Yeah, but at least you can look at it and go, hey, I know what this note is. I've never looked at the UK currency, so I don't know. What coins do you guys have?
We've got a penny, a 2 pence, a 5 pence.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you don't make sense either.
What's 20 pence? Pence. Penny.
Yeah.
So you have a 2 penny coin?
Yeah.
2 cent piece.
Why?
Pretty much.
I don't know. It's called a tuppence.
Does anyone call it a tuppence?
They used to.
Yeah, do they now?
No, not really. So yeah, you got 1, 2, 5, 10, 20, 50, £1, £2.
Okay.
Then it goes 5 note, 10 note, 20 note, 50 note.
So yours is pretty... Does he have a $100 note? Or £100 no. quid note?
No, because that's probably like 100 Australian dollars. Or 150 Australian dollars.
No, it's more like 200 Australian dollars.
Nah, 50. 50 is like... So it's like a 3 to 1 conversion, isn't
no,
it?
No, it's 2 to 1. 2 to 1.
Okay, so it's only 100 then.
Yeah, but we've also got the most stable currency in the world now, so...
Yeah.
It's better than the UK, US currency. That thing's awful. Like, are all your notes the same color or different sizes or same size? Or...
This is why I wasn't going to say it, because our notes are gay as well. we've got a £5 note, which is blue.
Yep.
A £20 note, no, a £10 note, which is red. A £20 note, which is purple. And a £50 note, which is a slightly different color red.
Okay.
And it's bigger.
Most of our currency is all very logical. It's all different notes and different sizes and different colors. They get bigger the higher you go up. So, you know.
Yeah, our fives are smallest. And then fives and 20s are the same size. And then the 50s like the biggest.
Yeah, we don't deal with
these. I just want to do lead out and so we can like.
Yeah. I'm just saying though, we don't have any these 1 or 2 cent pieces crap. We're all 5 cent piece and higher, baby.
How do you get penny sweets?
We don't.
What if you wanted to buy one penny sweet?
You don't get a penny sweet. You get one red frog for 5 cents. One of them little candy frogs. You can barely do that anymore. Anyway, normally you have to buy it in 100 grams. Anyway, Ed.
I have a question.
Raise your hand. All right, yes, Ed.
What's pick and mix?
Penny sweets.
Yeah, it's
pick and
mix. Yeah, it's where you pay.
It's a counter filled with loads of different sweets, you got a pair of tongs, and you got a cup, and you like pick a couple of like the sweets you want. You put them in the cup, and then you pay by weight.
And you pay through the arse for them. It's for a kilo in Australia. It's like $37.
What?
Fucking Jesus.
Yeah, it's very expensive.
You might as well. It's better to go out and actually buy a box of like. Yep. Each of your pick and mix, and then mix them yourself.
Yep. Yep.
Or you buy those bags, which they're already pre-mixed.
Yep. Those bags, you can get like 100 grams or 200 grams for like $2, and they're pretty good value. But I don't need a lot of sweets. So I'm already a fat bastard. I don't want to eat any more sweets.
Man,
Ed, you lead us out so my roommate can come back in.
Yeah, come on, lead us out, keyboard Ed.
So, thank you, everybody. I hope you enjoyed our conversation. I know we got off topic, but it was all video game related in some way, right?
Sort of. Except for the bit about Jason Statham.
Yeah.
I linked that in Call of Duty 1.
True. And he is a heartthrob, so just saying.
That's right. So, until next time, this is me, Edward Tamazander, Gamertag, with Aaron. XI Blocky and Jason Gamertag Pesmere.
What's up, dudes? Bye.
Signing off. So we'll see you guys next time. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye. See you, everybody.